Thank you, Eamon, for joining us today. Eamon O'Sullivan is an inspector for the Health and Safety Authority for over 20 years, and he works as our expert on slips, trips and falls. So thanks for joining us again, Eamon. What are we going to talk about today?
Thanks, Sean. Today I'd like to talk about preventing work slips and give listeners a practical step-by-step approach to assessing slip risks and preventing slips. Slips happen on surfaces without enough grip, normally when wet or contaminated. We can think about slips in terms of the three risk factors: slippery surfaces, contamination and pedestrians.
Why do workplaces need to worry about slips?
Slips, trips and falls account for about 1 in 5 of all notified work-related injuries reported to the Health and Safety Authority. Over a fifth of slips, trips and falls lead to over a month off work. Work slips, trips and falls cause more serious injuries than other types of reported accidents. Slips, trips and falls tragically can and have led to deaths at work.
So where do these work slips happen?
Slips happen in every work sector. They're most reported from sectors such as transport and warehousing, public administration, healthcare, manufacturing, construction and retail. Slips happen commonly on wet or contaminated floors that do not have enough grip.
Who gets hurt or who can get hurt in work slips?
Slips are a universal risk. They could affect anyone at work, in any job, in any sector. They can happen anytime. Our accident data tells us that 40% of vehicle slips, trips and falls happen from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Slips on ice mainly happen in December and January, often between 6 and 11 when temperatures are coldest.
And how do these incidents happen?
Slips on the level normally happen when a person steps on a contaminant on a surface without enough grip. With liquid contaminants, a film forms between the surface and the footwear. The foot slips suddenly forward, causing the person to fall. For work slips, you have three risk factors: the surface, the contaminant and the pedestrian.
What are the legal requirements for work slips?
The law requires that employers provide a safe place of work with safe ways of working. Employers must complete a slip, trip and fall risk assessment. Employers must make sure that floors and other surfaces are not slippery. They should provide slip-resistant footwear to workers if needed. Employees should wear slip-resistant footwear as directed, and they should report any concerns about slippery surfaces to their employer.
So for our listeners, what should they do about work slips now?
To prevent slips at work, employers should assess risks from slippery surfaces, contamination, and people walking on surfaces, and then put controls in place to prevent workplace slips from each of these three risk factors. The Health and Safety Authority has a slip prevention and risk assessment tool at www.hsa.ie/slips.
So what do employers need to do to assess work slip risks?
To prevent slips at work, employers should identify and assess slip risks from slippery surfaces that may be wet or contaminated. Key considerations are slip history, surface type and slip resistant measurements. For contaminated surfaces, consider spills, cleaning activities and ice formation. When thinking about pedestrians, consider who has access, their behaviour and their footwear.
So after completing a risk assessment, what should employers do then?
After the slip risk assessment is completed, it's very important to put appropriate and effective controls in place. To control slippery surfaces, employers could think about deep cleaning, surface treatments or changing the surface. To control contamination risks, consider spills, safer cleaning routines and preventing and treating ice. Lastly, when dealing with risks from people assessing surfaces, think about controlling access, footwear and rules around how people behave in those areas.
So we've gone through a lot there, and it's obviously a really, really important topic. Just before we wrap up, have you got any final words about work slips?
Thanks. Yeah, we have lots of advice and guidance at www.hsa.ie/slips. Employers should access slip risks from the ground up, consider the surface, then any potential contaminant, then when, how and why people use the area. Then put slip solutions in place that are appropriate and effective in preventing slips at work.
That's great. Thanks very much, Eamon.
Thank you.